All right, Bill Barty, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors, and more than a month, well, actually 2 months ago, we talked to a couple of fellows who were setting off on an ambitious trip around Florida.
That's right. Two guys paddle. They were starting at the Alabama-Florida line. They're going to circumnavigate the entire state.
That's right. West to east, north to south, then south to north.
So if you want to, if you're in Charlotte, North Carolina, and want to know what your neighbors may be doing, turn up the radio.
That's right, because here they are. They're down there paddling around Florida. Let's get them on and find out how it's going.
That's right. We're going to start right now with Jim Wendell. We're going to play a little game of pass the phone around a little bit.
All right.
Of course, it's Jim Wendell and Mark DeLuca who are paddling Florida. And, Jim, we're going to start off with you. Tell us about the trip thus far, a month and a half into it.
Well, it's been an unbelievable adventure. We've completed 500 miles as of today. And we've faced everything from strong winds to low water to scallop beds to mud, dragging our kayaks, push pulling, and then some great days in between.
But it's your voice still sounds strong. So 500 miles into what is this, a 1500 mile journey?
Yeah, we've accomplished one third of the trip so far, and we're just north of Tampa.
All right, I was just going to ask you if you'd got to Tampa yet. Exactly. All right, so I've got a perspective on it now. You've come all the way across the panhandle and turned south, and gosh, it's still a long ways to Magic Land.
Yeah, yesterday was probably one of our toughest days. We took advantage of a north wind, and we made some good progress for about half the day, and then we just ran into swamp and marsh and really, really tough, and took us a while to get to our final destination.
Now, you boys, this is not your first rodeo. We were talking about rodeos earlier in the show, but you guys are adventurers from way back, whether it be, Mark, you know, hiking the AT or all the different things you guys have done. How does this compare to those other adventures?
Well, I'll tell you, it has been quite a challenge. It's just a daily grind that you really got to be dedicated to want to complete. I'm a former United States Marine and been a Charlotte cop for a whole retirement, 26 years, and this thing has just been a real challenge to complete. But we're dedicated for it, and we just want to get through it.
Now, Jim Wendell, I have to bring this up because of where you are doing this trip and where the first 500 miles of this trip that you have done. Of course, you're also a fly fisherman. How hard it is to keep that paddle in your hand and not pick up the old fly rod. Did you even take the fly rod on this trip?
No, I didn't. There's really no room. The kayaks are really just outfitted for survival for us. Between food, water, and necessary gear, the kayaks are just packed. But I'll tell you what, man, there is unbelievable fly fishing opportunities along that coast. And every day we see reds attacking fish, and you're like, oh, my gosh, if I just had a fly rod.
Well, there you go. Now, what do you guys do at night? Are you camping on the shore in the swamp? What are you doing?
Well, some of these places, we're following the Florida Circumnavigation Trail, and there are somewhat so-called pre-designated campsites, but I'm going to tell you, some of these campsites are just, very, very primitive.
Yeah, the word primitive came to mind for me, too.
Oh, yeah. Yep. If anybody's following our blog, you'll see a couple of nights ago, we were not sure if we were going to be sleeping on an old picnic bench because the tide was coming in. It was just about 3 inches below the surface of where we were supposed to lay our tents.
Hey, the top of a picnic table's a good bed, man. That's not a bad thing anywhere.
Yeah, it was a little tight for two of us.
Gotta share.
But fiddler crabs were all in the mud. I mean, it was just a not really a desirable sight. But we made the best of it and got through the night and got up the next morning. Thank God.
Now, Jim, I got to ask you this, and I don't know how far Mark is from you right now, but you guys have known each other for 30 years, maybe more, somewhere in there. How is it traveling as buddies? Are you guys arguing at night about this or that? Is he getting on your nerve? You can tell us. We won't tell him.
Just between us and a few thousand radio fans.
Yeah, you know, it's, strangely enough, Mark has been my boss for the better part of my entire police career. And so he knows the ins and outs of me really well. So, Mark has this alter ego I call Bad Andy. That sometimes Bad Andy comes out. It's recognized by swearing, stomping of the feet, and no eye contact.
Well, sometimes you just got to vent. All right?
Yeah.
All right, well, it wouldn't be fair if we didn't get Mark on the phone now.
Yeah, let me pass it over to Mark.
And if you want to go to their website, of course, it's kayakaroundflorida.wordpress.com is the blog. You can see Mark and Jim's photos, pictures, and their write-ups about the trip thus far. It started on November 2nd. We had them on the program right before this, and, of course, we're getting an update about two guys kayaking around Florida. So, Mark, give us the lowdown from your perspective. How's it going out there?
Bill, it's going good. This is Mark. This is not Bad Andy. So
we'll talk to Bad Andy later.
Maybe about an hour or two into the day. We hear you had a tough paddling day yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. Jim talked about having to drag our yaks over these scallop beds and oyster beds, just shallow water. It was horrible. The route actually went through on the GPS. The route led us through what was labeled wetland, and it was just it was a bad time. But, hey, we made it, and we're looking for another day.
All right. So how far to Key West?
Well, you know, I'm not looking at the guidebook that far back.
It's how far is it to the next place to sleep, right?
Well, you know, we've been trying to do between 15 or so miles. Sometimes because of the weather and the headwinds, you know, maybe we only get 10 miles in that day. That's been the challenge. It's just Mother Nature has dealt us a hand, that, you know, and you got to yield to it.
And maybe Mother Nature will deal you a better hand as this trip continues, and you will catch some current, and you'll catch some wind that work in your favor, and you'll make up some of this time.
That's what we're looking forward to. Hopefully the warmer temps will bring us some more tailwinds. If we get a good tailwind in these kayaks, we can really put in some miles. So that's what we're looking for. But Bill, I wanted to tell you before anything, we have met the most incredible people along this journey, people that have opened up their homes to us. We had one lady actually deliver us a loaf of banana nut bread that she baked to our campsite, because she had been following the blog. It has been remarkable, to say the least.
So trail magic exists other than the Appalachian Trail. It exists on the kayak trail.
Oh my gosh, Don, yes. We call it, you know, paddle angels out here. That's
there you go.
Thing. And it's just been phenomenal. Like, we had that big, gigantic cold front come through several weeks ago that I guess brought all that cold weather to Charlotte. We got hung up for 3 days, and the guy next door to us was in an RV camper that we had met the day before, and he looked over and recognized us. We spent most of the cold times in his camper with his wife just having a great time. That's the kind of people we're meeting out here.
All right. Now, every once in a while, things kind of bog down, and you got to blow off a little steam, and we know your alter ego now. What about Jim?
Yeah, do tell. He can't hear right
now. Right, just us and a few people on the radio.
I must say, Jim has been great. He's got his little quirks too. You know, every once in a while he'll go off half cocked, and I won't see him. It's like, where did he go? He's paddling off into yonder land.
Oh.
I have to wave to him and say, "Get back over here. The route's over this way." So
a disappearing Jim, huh?
A disappearing.
Yeah,
Jim,
yeah. He goes into his invisible phase. Well, it's a challenge when you're out there day after day. Now on the Appalachian Trail, of course, the worry is always twisted ankles, banged up knees, and blisters. What about on a kayak trip?
Well, for us, it has been trying to make sure we do not cut our feet or get any sort of lacerations anywhere on our body in the saltwater environment, especially in these swampy, muddy, boggy areas, because, you know, infection is always a concern. So we've got a good med kit. If we do get a small cut or whatever, we try to tend to it as soon as possible and keep it managed. So far, we've been very lucky, knock on wood, and that will continue, we hope.
All right. Now, Appalachian trail hikers always complain about the mice and the huts and things, but you've got a little more formidable critters where you are. Any problems with them?
Listen, the no-see-ems down here have just bumped up by about threefold. They have been awful. Mosquitoes, we've only had about two or three nights that have really been bad. I suspect as we go further south, that will increase. We've got one of the mosquito repellent devices that's pretty popular with hunters and that sort of thing. We've used it. It works really great. It puts out like a dome of bubble of protection around us, and so far we've been managing the bug situation pretty good.
Is the scenery and the those kinds of things, are you able to enjoy that, and what have you seen in the first 500 miles when it comes to wildlife and the scenery down there?
Oh my gosh, Bill, it's just, we could do a whole show on that, but for me, it was when we hit the Emerald Coast, the water was literally crystal clear over there, a great kind of greenish tint. You could see all the way to the bottom. It was almost like being in Aruba. We've seen stingrays. We've had a dolphin escort almost every day that we've been in the Gulf. We've seen, of course, pelicans dive bombing in a food frenzy feeding fit. It's been amazing. Of course, we've seen alligators, water moccasins, and that sort of thing, sharks. But the scenery, every day, it's something new.
Fantastic. It sounds like a great trip. Thank you for letting us get updated. Again, the website, the blog, kayakaroundflorida.wordpress.com. Special thanks to Jim Wendell and Mark DeLuca for giving us an update, letting us know what's happening as our two neighbors here in the Charlotte area are paddling around the state of Florida. Thank you so much, Mark.
Thanks, Bill and Don. Thanks for being great supporters, and thanks to Jesse Browns for all the good karma coming our way. Goodbye, guys.
Fantastic. We're going to take a break and be back on the other side of the Carolina Outdoors.